The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, I was supposed to have Jamie this weekend, but Claire rang and said that Colin wants to take him to the Hard Rock Cafe. He's never been, so I said yes, okay, which will be great for Jamie because he'll love that. I was only going to take him to the Wimpy anyway, so yeah, it'll be good, great fun for him. So it means I'm at a loose end. So I thought maybe I would go to the there's a karaoke night at the Wetherspoons, and they do sort of a pie and a pint there for about £4, which is sort of manageable just about at the moment. Just wondered if you fancied coming along, if you were a loose end. Be great if you could. All right, mate, let me know. Thanks, bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Bri. Yeah, the Hard Rock Cafe, yeah? I used to go there with Gavin and Lucy back in the day. Yeah, I was just out for a little walk, found a park nearby. And so it's going fine with the boys, but they do like a late night. And last night they got in, they bundled me at 3 a.m. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so it'd be good to get out of the house. So, yeah, Wetherspoons, that sounds great. A pint. Okay, cheers, Rog. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Listen, bit of bad news, I'm afraid. I don't think I can go on Saturday now because I've come out in one of my stress rashes all over my face. I look like a beetroot, and it makes me feel very self-conscious in a public place. It must be all this stress I've got going on with the benefits office and, you know, being reported for working when I wasn't working. Anyway, I don't know when I'm going to get any money. And anyway, the upshot is that my face looks like a beetroot and, you know, it's a bit embarrassing. I do have pills that I can pick up from the chemist, but I can't get to the chemist to pick up the pills before Saturday. So I think I'm going to have to duck out on this occasion, mate, because I look absolutely ridiculous at the moment. Really sorry, mate.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. I really was looking forward to Wetherspoons. Is there nothing you can do? Could you not put some makeup on or something? It's just I really was gearing up for this, mate. I haven't had a sing song for ages. I was thinking about doing I Did It My Way, and I should be practicing. So if you could come, mate. I know your mate's there. What's his face? Paul. The really left-wing one. The one who thinks she-male should be president. He's going. I think Pete's going. Well, if you're not there, mate, I don't really know what I'd do. Anyway, Give me a ring. All right. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Look, I am sorry to disappoint you, but I don't think I'm 100% comfortable covering myself with tinted Clearasil before I go in the pub. Because, well, you know, for obvious reasons, I'll be on stage singing songs and the lights, and it might melt. Well, what you can do is you can pick my pills up for me, and I can meet you, say, 20 minutes beforehand, and you can give me the pills. I can take them, and it subsides very quickly once I've taken the pills. So if you can do that for me, then we're good to go. I'll just give you the prescription. I'll leave it in your bin. Okay, mate, how does that sound? Bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, don't worry about the pills. I've got some pills. That's fine. And look, I'll bring some cover up as well. And I think a combination of the both should see you through. So honestly, that's fine. So let's meet at 6:30 at the bus stop just near the Wetherspoons. That's that little alleyway. We'll nip down there, take the pills, put the cream on, or put the makeup, and in we go. Great. Yeah? All right. Cheers, Rog. See you then. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, mate, I think I should know a little bit more about your pills that you've got. What are they? What are they for? Is it compatible with the condition that I have, which is sort of stress-related rash? Be really great to know, because I don't want to just take anything. If you could let me know, then maybe we can make a plan. Or, as I say, you can go and get the pills for me. Just let me know, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hello, Rog, it's Brian. Look, I've got the right pills. They're stress allergy pills. So don't worry about it. Seriously. Just, you're being a bit of a... You're being a bit selfish. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm sorry. Look, you're right. I am being a bit selfish. I will try and get my pills from the chemist if I have time, because I'm going back and forth to the benefits office, and literally it's just taking up all my time at the moment, so I've got no time to get there, but I will do my very best to get there and get the pills. If I can't get my pills, then I will take the pills that you have. I'm sure they'll do the same thing, you know, if that's what you say they are. So and failing that, we've got the makeup. So you're right. I'm sorry. We should be helping each other out here. So we'll have a good time, and I'll see you there at 6 o'clock. Okay, mate, looking forward to it. Lovely. Okay, bye.
Brian, it's Roger. Look, I'm sorry to run out on you like that from the pub, but I had to leave. I'm in A&E. My lips have swollen up like big bits of rubber. My head feels like it's on fire. I've the colour of deep red beetroot, and what was in those pills, it'd be very good to know, because I'm going to go in to see the doctor and he's going to ask me what I've taken, and I don't know what I've taken, so please just ring me and let me know what they are, because I don't think they were anti-stress pills. Honestly, I don't think they were. You've got mixed up, or something's happened, but please just let me know, because I need to go and tell the doctor what it is I've taken. They've not reacted well to the alcohol. Sorry to leave you like that. I hope you're having a nice time. Okay, speak soon, mate. Bye.
Roger,
It's Brian. Oh my God. That really was, I think, probably the best night I've had since I went on a cricket tour in Holland in the mid-90s. My God, you were hilarious. Oh, dear. There was a point when you were duetting Island in the Sand with this massive bar lady. She was about 20 stone. And you just started snogging her. Oh dear, but then you passed out and banged your head quite badly on the floor. But then when you came round, you sprinted like a sort of bull into the bar. And then you just ran off. I came out after you, mate, but you were just pinned your ears back. You really were. You can shift. But I saw some police car, and I'm pretty sure they pulled you over, and I'm hoping they took you in to A&E, mate. But you know, a good night always ends up in A&E, doesn't it? God, we'll be talking about this for years. Yeah, the pills, I think it was Tramadol or Respiratin, I think. I just something Linda used to take when she was down. Yeah, anyway, mate, thanks for the memories. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Mark Haynes and Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.